The legislation is based on three principles that I think Republicans and Democrats can agree on. The first is you shouldn't give away tax breaks for companies that outsource the jobs of our workers to other nations. Second, it seems to me we've got to make sure that companies that keep jobs here at home are protected from lawsuits. And third, we ought to update our training laws so that people in our country who lose jobs as a result of outsourcing can get access to modern training and education programs. There's just a world of economic hurt in our state. We love leading the nation in areas like protecting the beaches, but we're consistently way up the line in terms of unemployment. We need to create more good-paying family wage jobs. My legislation will do it. It will do it by taking away the tax breaks for shipping jobs overseas. It'll protect our companies that are loyal to their families in Oregon communities. And third, it'll make sure that our workers have access to state-of-the-art education and training. What I've been concerned about for some time is that companies that keep jobs here at home might end up actually getting sued by people, investors, for example, who say, because of cheap wages, you've got to take the jobs overseas. What we ought to say instead is we want to reward companies that are loyal to their people, loyal to their communities, and in effect, this puts in place a bar to suing companies that keep jobs here at home. Those workers right now don't get very much because the Trade Adjustment Assistance Act, which was written decades ago, hasn't kept up with the times. It hasn't kept up with the changes with respect to trade, with respect to service and technology. This proposal that I'm making modernizes the Trade Adjustment Assistance Program so that folks who are laid off in our state as a result of trade get the same kind of help as manufacturing workers have gotten for decades.